glad this morning to report to you that the devil is a conquered foe.
Thank the Lord.
I'm glad to tell you that he has no power.
Amen.
Except what the Lord permits him to have.
That's right.
So, he can't step across the line one bit. Unless God gives him permission to do that. We're serving the mighty God this morning.
Amen.
I mentioned this before. Somebody said, talking about some big preacher. And somebody said, we don't need any big preachers. We just need to preach a big God.
Amen.
So, we don't need any big preachers this morning. We need to preach a big God. We're preaching a big God this morning. One that has all power. Heaven and earth. One that's able to hold the world in hand, as they say. Hold the world in hand. He's acquainted with all of our ways. Not a thought that he don't know about. That's a mighty God, isn't it? Knows our thoughts are far off. Knows what we're all thinking here this morning. I pray the Lord will help us this morning.
Lord,
I want to talk about worship this morning. Worship. That's what we're here for, isn't it?
Amen. Yes. Lord.
Yeah. I want to talk about worship. That's what we're here for today. I came 1,000 miles to come down here to worship the Lord. I know a lot of you folks came here to worship the Lord. Now there's a way to worship the Lord, and there's a way not to worship the Lord. And what we would like to do by the help of the Lord this morning is to find out how we can worship the Lord acceptable. How we can come together and come before Him in a way that would be pleased unto God. A way that would cause Him to come into our midst and to work in our behalf. You know, I think about a scripture. At one place, Matthew 15 says somewhere there, it said, in vain they do worship me. In vain. Do you know what the word vain, one thought is? No value. No value. Thousands of people this morning are trying to worship the Lord, and all of it's in vain. It's in vain. Don't you and I realize this morning that we can come together and all be in vain. All be in vain. No value to it whatsoever. We can come together, and if we don't come together and worship the Lord the way He set up for us to worship Him, we'll all be in vain.
All be in vain.
We'll just do a lot of talking and a lot of singing and a lot of visiting, and we'll go home, and we won't be no better off. We'll be worse off.
That's true.
We'll be worse off than we was before we come. If we don't worship the Lord the way He set up for us to worship, we'll be worse off than we was before we came. In vain they do worship me. In vain. That brings the fear of the Lord upon my soul to make me to realize that I could be going through some kind of a ritual or doing something or another, giving my life, preaching or doing something or another, it all be in vain.
Amen, that's right.
It's a possibility for that to happen. And we don't want that to happen, do we?
No.
I didn't come down here. I know you didn't come here either to do something in vain. But we came there that we might be able to receive a blessing from the Lord. I want to be blessed to the Lord. I need to be blessed to the Lord. I need help from the Lord this morning. I know you do too. You don't need it now, you'll need it before the day is over. May God help us. pray that there won't be one thing done in this whole meeting will be in vain.
Yes.
I pray that everything that I want to ask to enter in agreement of prayer this morning, we pray that everything done in this meeting will be to the glory of God.
Yes.
Everything. Devil will be bound and rebuked in every way.
Yes. Amen.
Have no part whatsoever. Jesus said, I must be going, you have no part with me.
Amen.
And I tell you, the devil just has to stand back and take a look. When the saints come together and in unity and lift up a standard of the Word of God, the devil has to just stand out and look in the window. That's all he can do.
Amen.
I told that story before. One time, we and wife and I were in a place in a meeting, and there was a lot of spirits there. There's lots of spirits in the world. All kinds of spirits in the world. And this was a new place, and there wasn't many saints there, and we were, that house was just full of people. And they, some of them were barking like dogs, and some of them was a carrot ball, and I was trying to preach, and it looked like they were going to run us completely out of the building. I told the wife, we better start fast and pray, they're going to run us off. You know the Lord lifted up a standard against that thing. And it was so real that I never have forgot it. About two nights later, we got up and was trying to preach, and I looked out the window there, and it just came to a vision to my mind. I could see the devil looking in the window. The Lord running out of the building. May the Lord help us. Worship the Lord. In vain they do worship me. Another place it said they talked about ignorantly worshiping. Paul seen an inscription there somewhere. They do ignorantly worship me. God don't want us to be ignorant, does he?
No.
He wants us to be wise. He wants us to know what we're doing. He wants us to have our right mind. And he wants us to be able to understand what we're doing. God's an intelligent God.
Yes, he is.
He's not a myth. He's not somebody that you gotta, he can understand you and I. And he wants us to understand him.
Yes.
And he wants us to come to him in an understanding way.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. Over here in the 15th chapter of Revelation, we want to give our thought. Third verse, it said, they sang a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works. Praise God this morning. Lord God Almighty. I want to tell you this morning that great, great and marvelous is the works of the Lord.
Amen.
It's marvelous what God is doing. It's marvelous what God has done. It's marvelous what God will do and what he is doing and what he's going to do.
Amen.
It's marvelous in our eyes. I marvel at the things of God.
Oh, yes.
I marvel at his mighty power. I marvel how he has things in control. Praise God. He's a mighty God this morning.
Yes.
He's a mighty God this morning. He called, said here, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways. God's ways are right, isn't it?
Yes.
This thing was right in the beginning, wasn't it?
Yes.
All it has been right.
Thank the Lord.
God never made thrown up something together in a haphazard way. But when God set this plan of redemption and the plan of salvation, that built the church of the living God, he done it just right.
Yes.
The Bible said the way of the Lord is right.
Amen.
It's right. It was right to begin with. It was right in the beginning. It's still right today.
Yes.
It's still right today.
Amen.
I am the Lord and I change not.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
Thank God for that this morning.
Yes.
It's right. The Lord made it right. He fixed it right. I don't know why it took 4,000 years to get Jesus in the world, but I think I do. I think I do. Because he didn't want to leave any doubts in anybody's mind.
Right.
He's going to build on the prophets, on the apostles,
yes.
And Jesus Christ was to be the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
There would be nothing left undone. All the types and all the shadows had to all fit in somewhere or another. Took 4,000 years to get this all done. But oh, when he brought it into existence, and he sent his son into the world and died and purchased for him a bride, it was just right. Praise God.
Amen.
It was holy and pure in the beginning. It's holy and pure today.
Lord.
It's an all-powerful force in the world today. It was then and it is now.
Yes, it is.
Praise God this morning.
Amen.
Man has tried to change it, and man has tried to bend it, and man tried to fix it to fit his way.
That's so true.
But it was right in the beginning.
Amen.
It's still right today.
Amen.
The only thing you and I can do is bend it. That's all we can do. We can't change it. You can't tear it down. You can't get rid of it. You can't destroy it. You just got to come to us. That's all you got to do. God's plan is right this morning.
Amen.
I believe one of the prophets, somewhere young, was one of the minor prophets. He said he put a plumb line there. Put a plumb line there. Stretched it right in the middle of the thing. And he said he would pass this away no more. No more. That's it. No more plans of salvation. Jesus ain't going to die no more. Ain't nothing ever going to be done anymore than what's already done.
Amen.
If you and I want to be saved and we want to go to heaven, there's only one thing we can do. That's bow down.
Amen.
And worship the Lord.
Amen.
Bow down and worship the Lord. That's all you can do.
Yes,
no other way to get saved. No other way to go to heaven. No other church to join. No other place to go, just well to bow down.
Amen.
And worship the Lord.
Amen.
Worship Him. Give honor to Him. Give praise to Him. And serve Him. That's all you can do. There's nothing else to do. There's no other way, no other plan, no other religion, no other leader, no other Christ, no other avenue, no other plan for God. He made it all right in the beginning. Set it up and it's still in existence today. That's encouraging, isn't it? Praise God. It's been battled on every side. It's went through the fire. It's went through the floods. It's went through persecution. It's went through compromising and all those things. But it's standing out today. A city that's set on a hill. It cannot be in.
An
all-wise and an all-powerful God. Who does marvelous things. Marvelous things. He's a mighty God this morning. Oh, He has a mighty force. He has a mighty people.
Yes.
Stand. He has a mighty ministry in the world today. Yes, He does.
Amen.
He's got a people that just stand true to God. He's got a people that just lay right down and die. They'll lay right down and die for this thing. They won't give in. They won't go down. They'll just stand their ground and suffer the thing and go through the thing and come out on top. Praise God. Every time.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. You come out on top every time.
Amen.
Those that stand true and those that stand faithful, those that be what God called them to be, they always come out on top.
Yes, they do.
Oh, there's a lot of things come around and visit them once in a while. Brother Lewis Williams said, talking about some things or something other, drips, wets or something other, he said, some go up, some go down. He said, the saints, they just stay where they're at. They just stay where they're at. That's what God wants you and I to do, stay right where we're at.
Amen.
We've got the truth. We've been saved. We know what the truth is. We know what the church is. God wants us to stay right where we are. Peter's, the Lord looked over at Peter. He said, you going away too? Peter said, where would we go?
That's right.
Where would we go? There ain't no place else to go. There's no other way to get saved. You want to have a victory? There's no other way to have it.
Amen.
You want to be an overcomer? There's no other way to be an overcomer except bow down and worship the Lord. Bow down and worship the Lord. I want to put quite a bit of emphasis on that. That's my real main thought, is bowing down and worship the Lord. Bowing down. Get rid of all of our haughtiness, all of our exaltation, all of our self, all of what I want and the way I want it, and bow down. That this old world, it's in an upheaval. God. God's still on his throne.
Amen.
God's still on his throne. And he's watching over his saints.
Amen.
Oh, a week or two ago, I was troubled about so many things. Maybe the word I already used, concern. Folks may not like that word, but I was concerned about some things and some people and conditions and circumstances. Ah, oh, the Lord spoke out of heaven to me, and he said, I am the great shepherd of the sheep. What are you all tore up about? I am the great shepherd. I take care of my sheep. I take care of my sheep. You're just a little old vessel, that's all you are. You're nothing. I'm the king. I'll take care of this situation. You just go on about your business. Praise God. I'm the high priest. The great shepherd, that's what it is. The great shepherd of the sheep. And the Lord spoke that into my little ears, and it just rang out. Here I am all troubled, and I'm all cast down, and I'm worried about the devil taking advantage of some folks. And I'm the great shepherd of the sheep.
I
stand up there today, big and tall, and,
yes,
and ruling with a, over all. Praise God. This morning, everything's in his control. No other name given whereby men shall be saved.
Amen.
He's Almighty God.
Amen.
Let us bow down.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Worship him.
Amen.
Worship him.
Thank
worship
Lord.
Him.
Amen.
Let me read this other thought here. I'm going to get out of the land. He said, who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Oh my. You know this world that's about lost this thing? The fear of God.
That's right.
They're so bold.
That's right.
They'll just defy.
Amen.
The very God of heaven.
That's right.
They'll just defy the very powers that's ruling the world. The very breath that they're breathing. They'll defy that.
That's being done.
Defying the very powers of the universe. The powers that there is to be. The power that there is. And people will get so bold and so brave, they'll even defy the Lord, but in their own self sometimes.
That's not true.
Lift themselves up with something. Let us bow down. It's time to bow down. It's time to get on our knees and get on our faces before God and recognize who is God. Too much lifting up.
Amen.
Too much lifting up people.
Amen.
Preachers. All just exalted to the high heaven, the old saying is.
That's so good.
But I see God this morning looking down on this old sin-cursed world. His eyes are penetrating everything in this world. He sees it all.
Amen.
He can step in. He can move.
That's right.
Somebody said, why did the Lord permit those floods to come? I don't know. Well, I said, the Lord may not have had anything to do with it. It's just an act of nature. But I said, God can step in and change it if he wants to.
That's right.
If he wants to, he can detour the flood. If he wants to, he can use it to deal with somebody's heart.
Amen.
God can take them. What is a worm and thrash him out? He can take nothing and make something out of it. He can speak a world into existence.
Yes.
Nothing there to make nothing out of.
Amen.
He just took it and spoke the word, and there it was. The whole world was created. No people in it, no animals in it. And he just spoke the word like a little ball of clay. And you know that's all you and I are this morning.
That's right.
A little bit of dust. It's worth about 89 cents. Oh, we get so big,
don't
we? We get so important. And we think the world can't get along without us.
Lord.
I seen a sign on the graveyard one time that said, here lays a whole number of people that the world couldn't do without us. And the world's going on just the same. I tell you, the world will go on without you and I. And I tell you, the church will go on without me, it's going on without you.
That's true.
He'll go right on, being a conqueror and overcoming, right on through. Whether I go along with it or not, it'll never change. Where I believe it or not, or where I accept it or not, it'll never change. Go on anyway. All it has, all it will. Well, may the Lord bless us this morning.
Thank the Lord.
I know we don't know what I'm going to talk about. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only, listen to this, for thou only art holy.
Yes.
I want to tell you this morning, if there's anything good or holy about you, it's what little God that you have.
Yes.
That's all you've got.
Yes.
You don't have a thing except none. What did Jesus say? Why call thou me good? There's only one good.
Yes.
And that's God.
Yes.
I read a little book the other day, just got a storybook or something, and it said something about Jesus being our righteousness. You know, we're all come short if we try to live on our own righteousness.
Amen.
Every one of us be a failure in our own righteousness.
Yes,
didn't the prophet prophets say our righteousness had a filthy rag or something else?
Yes.
But who's our righteousness? Christ is our righteousness.
Yes.
He's our righteousness. These are righteous. Well, I ain't got no righteousness this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I ain't got no power. I ain't got no grace. I ain't got nothing. He's everything this morning.
Thank you,
Lord. And without him, I'm a failure. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without him.
Amen.
One time the Lord spoke to me. I kind of got some ambition. You know, you and I, human beings, we got to watch when we get ambition sometimes. We get ahead of God if we're careful and do
that.
We kind of want to do something on our own. We're not careful. And the first thing you know, God will have to do something about it. Oh, I had some ambitions, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, now you remember what a mess you were in when you got saved? Said, yes, Lord, I remember, though. I remember I lived 34 years like that, and I remember. Good. I was in a terrible mess. Well, he said, what makes you think you can do any good? You made a mess of your life. So what makes you think you won't make a mess out of this?
Amen.
I tell you, without God, it'll be a mess.
That's right.
Amen.
That's all man done, just created a mess.
That's right.
All you got to do, look at the paper, look at the world, look at the nation of the world, and it's a mess.
Amen.
And man done it because he left God out of the thing.
Amen.
And when you and I leave God out of something, it'll become a mess.
That's right.
And when we try to get our hand on it, it'll become a mess.
Yes,
when I try to take things in my hand, it'll become a mess.
Amen. That's so. Thank the Lord.
That's all right so far, isn't it?
Yes. Amen.
It's a mess. Man makes a mess out of it.
Amen.
Therefore, we need to bow down.
That's so hard.
Bow down. Say, glory, glory, by thy name, for thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee. I'm going to tell you this morning, you're going to worship God somewhere or another.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere or another, you're going to bow down before the Lord.
Amen.
Somewhere or another, now or out there at the end, someplace, you're going to bow down and glorify God. Thou art the Lord. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Son of God. Somewhere or another, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess to God. Worship the Lord somewhere now, here. I recommend you do it right here, right now. Bow down. Get rid of your pride. Get rid of your own way. Get rid of what you want and bow down and worship the Lord. Worship God. Praise God this morning. Let us bow down here. All nations shall come and worship before thee. Let us worship before him this morning. Let us bow down. Worship the Lord. I want to read that scripture since I quoted it from us. Maybe get a little ahead of my text. I believe that's in Psalms
95 and 6.
95 what?
95 and 6.
Read it.
O come, let us worship and bow down.
Come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Come and let us bow down. Saints, let's bow down this morning. Sinners, backsliders, let's all bow down and recognize the great I Am.
Yes.
Moses said, who shall I tell that sent me? Just tell him I Am sent you. I am everything this morning. I am your salvation. I am your healer. I am your all in all this morning. Just tell him I'm everything. Tell him I'm everything. I am the resurrection. I am the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. I am Him. I am. I am the mighty power. I am the mighty God. I am the great I Am. I do marvelous things. I rule in the hearts of men. I set men up. I take men down. I've seen them fall flat on their faces. Spiritually speaking. I tell you, may the Lord help us. Come and let us bow down. Bow down. Worship the Lord. Honor Him as the King. Oh, I see those people bowing before the Pope and kissing and praying. Pictures of their wife. Oh, my God. Bowing before man. I see them bowing before some kind of an idol or something or other. Statues of Mary and all those things. Oh, let us bow down and honor the God of heaven. Let us bow down and recognize that He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He rules in our lives today. We need to get down. Down. Come on down. Down low. I am meek and lowly in heart. You want to find me, you got to get down. He that thinketh he knoweth anything don't know nothing. I tell you, you got to be careful about too much knowledge. Get you all puffed up. May the Lord help us. Let's just bow down. If we could all just recognize what we really are, it would be no problem, would it? If we just recognize how insufficient we are and how nothing we are, I believe the Bible says one place we're less than nothing. That's not much, is it? That ain't very much less than nothing. I tell you, that's getting away now. Let us just recognize the very breath we breathe comes from the Lord. Yes. Our soul is in His hand. Our life. Our salvation. He is our salvation. He is our righteousness. And I don't care how hard we work at it, you'll never work your way to heaven. If you're saved, it'll be by the grace and the mercy of God. It won't be any good deed you give. It won't be how much money you put in the pot.
Yes, Lord.
It won't be how many miles you travel and how many messages you preach. It'll be because God had mercy on your soul.
Yes.
And God saved you by grace, and He gave you enough grace to live for Him. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's the only way you'll ever be saved.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we get our works mixed up with our righteousness. We feel like I'm doing really something that makes me more spiritual than somebody else. The Lord will give the devil the Lord. It ain't so. If you're in this view of spiritual part, it's just what mouth of God is living in you. It's how much you yield it, how much you surrender, how much you've turned your life over to God. That's all you have this morning. Priority whatsoever.
Amen.
Because your father and mother old time saints don't mean a thing.
That's right.
It means something. It's a good foundation. It's a good background. Good moral upbringing. But when it comes to dealing your soul, it's between you and God. You've got to get it from God. Don't get it from anybody, but get it from God. You get something from the Lord. salvation that works. You get a sanctified experience from God, it'll be something that will give you some power. Yes, it will. If I can get it any other way, it won't work.
That's right.
It'll turn out to be a mess.
Yeah.
Just as well bow down.
That's right.
Just as well bow down. Yeah. You and I are nothing. We're not capable of running God's business.
Yeah.
We've seen that happen, tried to see. They always fail. They always fail. It never works out. Never has, never will. Let us bow down. Bow down in the very presence of the Almighty God. Multitudes, multitudes in the majesty, come, let us go down to the valley to the host of battle. Let us bow down there. I got a little vision out of that scripture one time. And I seen in my vision the great God of heaven standing up on a big platform. In my mind's vision, I guess. And people, millions of people were gathered down into this valley. And God was up there. He was up there deciding what's going to happen to them. I'll tell you, they would must down there. They were weeping. And they were crying. There were people on their knees all over this great valley that I've seen in my mind. God up on his throne. You know, when I bow at him in prayer, I like to kind of let my mind and my being, my own intellect kind of work over a little bit and recognize and feel like that I'm bowed down here. Him setting up high, lifted up. Did he say something like that?
Yes.
Lifted up.
Yes.
Here I am on my knees down here, kissing his feet. Oh, the little woman that came in with her tears and her skin, weighed heavy up on her soul. She came in and bowed and kissed his feet. Oh, lots of places.
You're in big trouble when you can't take no advice, no counsel, no admonishment. You're in trouble.
We want God to be exalted.
Yes.
In this next week's meeting, we want to be exalted all the time.
Amen.
But in this meeting, we want God to be exalted.
Yes.
I'm not looking for man to exalt himself.
Amen.
I'm not looking for man to put himself on exhibition.
Yes.
And I don't believe you feel like I am this morning. I feel completely in the will of God in that.
Help us, dear God.
Yes.
I pray that man will have no place to exalt himself anywhere, anytime.
Amen.
God will just rule in the hearts of men. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy.
Yes.
Holy God.
Holy, holy,
holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Yes, Lord.
Great Almighty. Great I am. Let us bow down. Bow down. Worship him. How are we going to worship? I thought you mentioned that earlier. Well, we know the old familiar spirit that God is a spirit. Familiar scripture, I guess. God is a spirit. I'll tell you what, if we don't, everything we know to do here is in the Spirit, it'll be in vain.
Yes.
It'll be in vain. If God don't direct in the Spirit, all of our efforts will be in vain.
So,
God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in Spirit. And truth.
Yes, amen.
Thank the Lord.
We had a Bible lesson up home last Sunday night on how to conduct services. You know, if the Spirit of the Lord don't direct our services, it's all in vain.
That's right. Amen.
It's all in vain.
Yes, it's so.
So we had a little Bible study up there. And we talked about our singing. You know, if you don't sing in the Spirit, it ain't going to do no good.
That's right.
It's just words. Might be pretty words. But if it isn't anointed of the Lord in our service, I'm talking about. You can get outside there somewhere and entertain yourself. But when we come to worshiping the Lord in the songs, it's got to be in the Spirit.
Yes.
Is that right? Amen. Sing in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Not because of sing with the understanding. I like to hear good singing. I like to hear good special singing. I love good special singing. But if it's just because people are good organizers, that ain't going to be nothing. That might make it, you know, entertaining. But you won't get no soul food out of it.
That's right.
You won't get a bit of soul food. It'll just be a pretty song, and that'll be the end of it.
Amen.
But if it's sung in the Spirit, it'll penetrate your heart. You can get a blessing out of it. Maybe you can get some truth out of it. And you get encouragement out of it and some strength out of it.
Amen.
Our song, our worship service, is the lead of the Spirit.
Yes.
There has to be.
Yes.
They that worship the Lord must do this. They must do this to be accepted unto the Lord. Our singing must be anointed of the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, let us choose our song as the Spirit of the Lord. Not because it's my favorite number, but let the Lord in our song. I mentioned the folks up home the other night. Come out to a good evangelistic service at night sometime, and you're looking for the Lord to bless us. Somebody called out a funeral song.
Yeah.
Plumb out of order.
Amen.
One time I preached in a place, the Lord anointed in a room in a private home, and the Lord was working, and some people was under conviction. I wasn't wise enough to call the phone like Rick himself. But But somebody's called out, let's sing some of our prayer. Feel the whole anointing, the whole conviction. The Lord help us, Lord.
Amen.
Worship God. We come together to worship Him, to honor Him, to exalt Him. That's what we're here for. Because everybody's going to have to worship Him sometime. I'd rather do it here, wouldn't you?
Amen.
I want to do it here, and I want to do it right. Because when I come and bow before Him, I want to hear Him say, well done.
Yes.
I don't want to hear Him say, depart from me.
Oh,
I didn't, all that preaching you done, didn't He say that? Some folks would just have. Haven't we prophesied in Thy name? Haven't we cast out devils in Thy name? Haven't we done wonderful works in Thy name? I don't even know you, folks. That's a possibility. It's in the Bible. So if it ain't done in the Spirit, and for the truth, it's all in vain. Our singing, our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, it means so much for the Lord to anoint for a good prayer. Doesn't mean that way. You ever hear some little newborn baby lead out a prayer to set the prayer meeting on fire, you might say?
That's right. So
blesses your soul. There's a blessing in it.
Thank you, Lord.
When somebody prays in the Spirit.
Yes.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Our singing, our praise, our preaching, all that's very important.
Yes.
And I told the folks up there that you expect me to be anointed every time I preach.
Yes.
Well, if you do, I'm going to expect you to be anointed when you sing.
That's right.
I'm going to expect you to be anointed when you pray.
Amen.
If you expect me to be anointed when I preach, then you need to get a hold of God and get something from the Lord where you can.
Amen.
Operate on the Spirit.
Help the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
You're going to testify, and you're going to testify in the Spirit.
Amen.
You're going to be motivated by the Spirit.
Amen.
Is that a good way to worship the Lord?
Amen.
It is the only way to worship the Lord.
Yes,
we either worship Him that way, or we don't worship Him at all. He don't accept any other kind of worship. Yeah, but what's true? I know what the Spirit is, but what about truth?
Yeah.
Well, John 17:17 answered that for you. Thy word is true. Thy word is true.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Praise God. Right here is the word.
Amen.
This is the word. This is the word of God.
Amen.
This is the book.
Yes.
This is what He left for us to live by.
Amen.
This is what He left for us to obey, to learn by, was His word. His word is truth.
Yes.
Everything is not of His word, it's of man. Or I. Everything is not made of the Spirit of man. Everything is not of the word. Your opinions, your ideals are no better than mine. God have the word.
Amen.
You can't give me something another out of the word for what you're putting out.
That's so
right. You just better keep it to yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Better just keep it to yourself.
Amen.
You'll be better off if you will.
Thanks.
And we'll all be better off if you will.
Amen.
Keep it to yourself.
Yes.
If you can't have it as a foundation on the word of God and support, better just leave it alone. That caused more confusion than anything else in the world. People preaching their own ideas. No words to support it at all.
Bless the Lord.
No words to support it at all. God help us to support it.
The Lord.
They that worship Him must do it in spirit and in truth. May God help us to support it. Over here in Matthew 5:6. when thou prayest,
mentioned prayer a while ago,
thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. I'm going to tell you this morning, you have to be real careful that you don't want to be seen of men.
Yeah.
That what I'm doing is trying to make an impression on the body. I'm looking for a little praise, a little prestige, a little honor, a little recognition. I'll tell you that thing, but let's see what that scripture says. Not give no other man my glory or something like that. But what's done in self is abomination outside of God. If I'm doing something to be seen of men, if it's singing or preaching or testifying or praying or whatever it is, it's a stink in the mouth of God.
I am the Lord, that is my name.
I am the Lord, that is my name.
And my glory will I not give to another.
My glory will I not give to another.
Neither my praise to graven images.
May the Lord help us this morning. When we pray, or when we sing, or when we do anything, let's be sure that God can get all the praise.
Yes.
All the honor. If we bow down, if we can get humble enough, if we can get down low enough, where God can speak through our heart, if we can get self out of the way enough, that they may be seen of men. Isn't the world full of that?
Yes.
Isn't the religious world full of that? It's just full of it.
Yes.
Don't you know what happens in the world comes around home sometimes? We're not very careful when we try to do something on our own. We'll be trying to draw a little following. We'll be trying to lift up ourselves. May God help you. Careful about who you lift up. God don't want you lifted up, man. He wants you to be lifted up.
Yes.
If I be lifted up, He wants to be lifted up. He wants all the praise. He wants all the honor. He wants all the glory. He wants all the recognition. After you and I have done all that He's commanded, we're unprofitable servants.
Right.
Just bow down.
Yes.
Lord, what else can I do? Now, Lord, I've done that job. What else do I want to do?
Yes.
Does that sound all right, brother?
Yes. Do it, Lord.
What else you want me to do, Lord?
Do more.
Oh, brother, Lord, bless His heart. Remember being in His home a lot? Every morning in prayer, say, Lord, do you have anything special for me today? Do you have anything special we do today? I'm going to live for you, and I'm going to serve you, but do you have anything special? A good servant is one who minds his business and talks very little. I read that someplace or another. Minds his business and talks very little. Some people run off at both ends. Lord, help us this morning. God don't want man lifted up. I tell you, I be curious of the way man, some men have lifted themselves up in this world, trying to sit in the seat of Moses, taking Christ as steep, bishops and popes and overseers. God, rebuke that old spirit. You and I are not very careful, we can get a taste of that ourselves. Or to dominate somebody's life, run somebody's life. God help us.
Amen.
Not your job to run somebody. Your job is to live this life. That's what you're doing. My job is to live the life, to preach the word. Preach the word and be an example. That's as far as I can go.
Amen.
That's right.
Then God's going to deal with you. That's God's business. You're not very careful if you're trying to get the mingled in God's business. May the Lord help us this morning.
Brother Salmon,
yes, ma'am.
If we don't live the word, it won't be much good to preach it for.
about Brother Donald Sharp. That's one of his expressions. He'd rather be an example than he would a preacher. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a good way to be a good preacher. You want to be a good preacher, I think probably the better example you could be would be a better preacher you'd make. May the Lord bless us this morning. Encourage our hearts. I wanted to lift up God this morning. Oh, I was driving down to Dena here sometime back. We just closed the meeting in Springfield, Missouri. Had to hustle and get down there Monday and start meeting Monday night. I hadn't had time to study much. My mind wasn't settled on anything particularly to preach that night. And got down there and just about an hour of service time. And, Lord, what am I going to preach? People gathered in and need not know what I'm going to preach. Got up pretty close to service. The Lord said, preach Christ. Well, praise the Lord. That's the best message I ever had in my life. Preach Christ.
Amen.
And Him crucified.
Amen.
And I preached Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever. That was the best thing I had all week. And I studied the rest of the time. But I may God help us. God is all. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
How great thou art. Great God.
Amen.
Bigger than all your troubles. Bigger than everything that the devil can do. Praise God. The Lord has been burdened my heart to preach Christ. Preach a big God. I believe people need to hear about a big God.
Amen.
We hear too much about the devil already. One thing, he's on the job.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. Now he'll take advantage of every situation.
Yes, he will.
That you give him in your room.
Yes.
He's ever present. I'm going to say it anyway. I'm amazed. He's just there all the time.
That's right.
All the time to take advantage of every situation that he can.
That's right.
Yes.
But you can tell who he is.
He's not there, Brandon.
You call him.
Not there for any good.
He ain't never no good.
No.
You can mark him. You can find out exactly who he is.
Yes.
When he's working.
Amen.
Oh, I have one scripture that I'll be right one scripture in the Bible. It's this one. God is not the author of confusion.
True.
Yes.
That's the Lord.
If something caused confusion among the saints, it's wrong.
Amen.
Something wrong with it. I don't care where it come from me or you or anybody else. If it's causing confusion among the people of God, it's wrong.
Amen.
It's of the devil.
Amen.
It's of the devil. Somebody's out of order. I know there's been a wall between the world and the saints. And I know there's a lot of confusion between the saints and the world. But I tell you, there's no room among the saints for confusion.
Amen.
There's no room. You're just going to be confused so long, you're going to be left out. Because God don't authorize
it.
He never made it. He'd have no part with it. It was the devil from the beginning. It was the devil working. It is the devil working. And he'll continue to work with anybody he can get a chance to work through. But if we don't give him no room, he has nothing to work with.
Amen.
Somebody's got to give the devil some room for him to work. But if we do everything we hear, according to word, the devil has to take his spot. He's got to bow down to him. He's got to bow down to him. Let me read another scripture. This is a little different than mine. Sharing the time to preach it. I'm getting older, Lord. I ate up the junk out of it. But seventh verse. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. My, my. Look how delicate I can talk. Look what a wonderful vocabulary I have. I feel like I'm about the best preacher in the whole world. Lord, help me.
Lord.
That's pain, isn't it? That's pain. God, thank you. I'm going to be here for your delicate call. What did Paul say over there? He didn't come with excellency of speech. Paul recognized that. I count everything lost, Paul said. All my background and my education and what I learned out there in the Pharisee religion, I lay it all there.
Yes.
That I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Lay it all down. Put all these things behind you. You pray that thing. Lord, help us this morning. We're serving a mighty God. And he's the king of the saints. He's the king of the saints. He's still king this morning.
Amen.
He's ruling into the church and in the affairs of men. I'm encouraged this morning.
Yes, amen.
I'm serving a mighty God. I'm serving one who is able to do and to bow down. May the Lord help us.
Yes.
Two men went up to pray. You know that story. One was a Pharisee and the other was a publican. They got up there and this old Pharisee, Paul, I'll do this, I'll do that. I fast. You know what? They were having a form of worship. I said, they went up to pray. You know, we worship the Lord in prayer. See, they went up to pray. They actually went up to worship the Lord. That's what they went to worship the Lord. When they're praying, you're worshiping. That's what prayer is. Honoring God. It ain't how long somebody said, well, I can't pray in public because I can't say very much. That, them words don't mean very little. It's a sincere desire of
the Lord. Amen.
That God's looking on. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. I'm glad that God can read my desire. I don't have a very big vocabulary, but I can. The Lord can just take what I desire and answer my prayer. Isn't that wonderful? You heard the little story about the little girl. She'd been taught if you ever get in trouble, pray. Well, she'd been wandered off down the road a little ways and felt like she was lost. And she got over in the weeds and she began to say her ABCs. A, B, C, D, F, G, H. Somebody came along and heard her over there in the weeds and went over there and said, little girl, what are you doing? She said, I'm lost and I'm praying for the Lord to help me. Well, that ain't no way to pray. Just saying ABC. She said, yeah, but the Lord can take the letters and put them together.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
the Lord.
Well, God answered her prayer and sent somebody along and took her home. Isn't it wonderful to worship the Lord? Isn't it beautiful to bow there? Humble ourselves. Lord, oh, what did he say over there, oh, house of Israel, when he seen that man working to work on the wheel with bar in his hands, he looked on it and thought it good to make it again. And he said, oh, house of Israel, cannot I do to thee? Can't we bow down and let the Lord just mold us and shape us and make us what he wants us to be? Bow down and let him work us over this morning. I tell you, it's a lot better to bow down and let him do it than to have him to bow you down. Said if you go to a wedding, you said take the lowest seat. You called it, and then the bridegroom come along, he'll say come up a little higher. That's a lot better, isn't it? You know, it's kind of embarrassing to be called down, isn't it? Some folks want to start right out on top. Look at me. Yeah, I don't know whether they can have a meeting down there without me or not. I don't know, that's saying that. I ain't there. feel like that there are much fewer people than we are. God bless us this morning. Just tell him the truth. Let's bow down, Lord. The old Pharisee came up there. He said, I fast twice a week. Wouldn't that be terrible if I had food twice a week and I tell you it did good? And I pay my tithe, give 10% of my all I have. And he said, I'm glad that I'm not like that other fellow over there. All that was in vain. Everything he was doing was in vain. It wasn't accomplished in a thing. He wasn't gaining a thing out of it. But the publican said, hold up on his breast, Lord, be merciful to me.
Yes, Lord.
You know what's been my number one prayer for the last few months? Lord, have mercy on poor Brother Mark.
Yes.
That's been my number one prayer. Have mercy on me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I need your mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. I want to go to heaven when I die.
Yes.
And I know if I don't do it right, I'll miss it. I'll miss it. I ain't there yet, and you ain't either. My prayer is that I felt a special burden for some time now to pray for me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Give me your mercy, Lord, today. I need grace today. Acknowledge him as being God, King, Lord.
Lord. If you don't do it here, you'll not do it down when it's too late. If you're a backslider, you're going to have to humble yourself and bow down and come back to the Lord and repent and confess and take up your cross and go over the way.
Yes.
Now, there's not much emotional about that. It's just a fact. This is just, and I'm praying that God will bless in this meeting and give us some real facts. Some heart-searching things. That people can get some, I want to see some people get some real help in this meeting. Along with myself. I mean some real help. I don't mean just run up here and shed a few tears. 2 or 3 days going back for you. I hope that meeting like this. I hope that everybody that's interested in their soul will sit down right now and begin to count the cost. If you're going to build a building, you need to know if you got enough to finish the thing or not. If you're going out with 10 to pay $10, you need to know where you're going to be. I believe the time of great emotional upheaval and running and all this stuff, I believe that's not the way to do it. I believe it's time that we're, you and I, are living in the last hour.
Amen.
And it's time to get serious. Real serious about my souls. And I'm being more convinced, you know, we were talking about it yesterday sometime, that I feel like people have got real problems. Sometimes you just need to come and get the help you need. You need to be taken along with the counsel. You get down to the root of your problems.
Yes.
I hope the Lord will get down to the root of our problems in this meeting.
Amen.
I hope that everyone that's not saved or need help from God, that the Lord will get down to the root of the thing. Get the root out. You can't just skim over. Raised on a hillside farm. We used to go through this shade we saw. The ground was so rough and so rocky and so stumpy you couldn't even fly. You just cut it with a hoe. You just shave it off and come right back up. Shave it off and come right back up. Shave it off. Then we had a grubbing hole around there. You get that grubbing hole, you start grubbing and then a little grass and grass. Roots up and they clean. Cease to be. So may the Lord bless us this morning.
Yes.
If you want to be saved, bow down to the Lord. Pay the price. Pay the price. If you want, if you're going to have a struggle in your experience, you've not been half keeping the good victory like you want to, there's a problem there. There's a root there somewhere. Out. And I pray that God will send forth some good old earthly messages.
Amen.
Suffer us, everyone. That root out everything, keeping us from going to heaven or having the victory. And I'm going to say this, if you're here and you're confused this morning, think of one thing to do, and just bow down to the Lord. And the Lord will clear your mind out. And I'll tell you how you do it. I'll tell you some scriptures that you give me. Often, you say, look unto me, be ye saved. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That's what he'll tell you. You're confused. That's probably what he'll tell you to do. Get your eyes off the man, off the confusion, and look at God. Do what Peter said over there, thou shalt not be. Look unto him, and thou shalt not be confounded or confused. May the Lord bless you. And us saints, if we want to keep the victory, you're going to have to stay out there. If you get up, you get too stiff and too straight, the Lord will turn you over. He'll lay the rod on you, he'll push you. Us preachers, we want to keep our anointing. going to stay down.
Yes, Lord.
We can preach through a head knowledge.
Amen.
We can preach through, because we've read the scriptures and we've read the books.
Yes.
We can get some scriptures broken down. We can go through a little concourse there.
That's right.
It'd be pretty dry, but you can do it.
Yes.
But if you want God to anoint us, anoint His word, we've got to bring that to us. They bow down.
Amen.
Well, you get exalted, you lose your mind. How far? You get set on exhibition, it steals the word.
Yes, it will.
It won't mix. You can't mix the Spirit of the Lord with any other spirit. You can't mix His word with any other teaching. It won't mix up. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Let's finish.